meeting to order. Former Municipal Utilities, today on Monday, June 25th. And Beth just said there's some renumbering here that you need to update your agendas. Refresh, whatever it's called, what do you do with that? Okay, let's start out with the proposed agenda then. Any additions or corrections to that that anyone has to make? Anyone will accept the agenda then as presented. And let's go to the consent agenda, which includes the minutes from our June 11th meeting and the current amount for our payment of our bills. Someone like to make that resolution to accept a consent agenda?
Yes, I'd like to accept the minute.
Okay, a second?
Second.
Motion made to accept the resolution for acceptance. Any discussion on it as far as from the bills, the payment of the bills? I would defer to manager Heron there for a couple of comments on that.
Thank you, Madam Chair. A couple of comments on page 2, halfway down, City of Wilmer, on the amount of $47,305.25. That was our share, or is our share, of the water main projects that go along with the city's street projects. That is based on 25% of water main replacement costs. And in this particular project, there was no oversizing. So it's basically our 25% of the water main replacement cost. The remainder is covered by the city through their water replacement assessment fee that they have, that they collect, that is on our monthly bills. On page 7 and 8, there's a bill there to Ware. That is the vendor that is providing our portable boiler for our district heat system. What we have to pay there is 1 month's rent as deposit, delivery, and pickup of the boiler, which is a total of $27,000. And the boiler is set to arrive here sometime around the middle of July. And we have piping scheduled in 2 weeks to do the cutting and tying of that boiler into our plant. So hopefully we'll have that boiler online by the time we have our commission tour of our facilities and equipment. So that's our goal, hopefully to have that in place. And the last one would be Ziegler Incorporated, diesel generation NESAP upgrades, $377,980. That is to bring our diesel units into the air emissions compliance. So project went very well. So those are the unusual bills or capital bills on our project here.
Any other questions? Give a minute to look if there was anything that anybody had questions on. Hearing none, seeing none. Hands coming up. Do roll call, Beth, please.
Certainly. Commissioner McDonald?
Aye.
Lahmer?
Aye.
Mattern?
Aye.
Mabu?
Aye.
Weber?
Aye.
DeBleek?
Aye.
And that carries. Okay, and the Labor Committee meeting met on Monday the 18th, and I will let Commissioner Weber go over those minutes for us, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yes, as you said, we met last week. Several items we discussed. We started with self-evaluation survey, which we took back in December of 2017. We tried to recap it best we could, coming up with our strengths and some areas for improvement. Areas that we thought were strengths and we want to keep those are our activity, organization, our meetings, and our membership. Some areas we thought we could put a little bit more attention to and improve performance would be our mission and purpose and government and partnership alignment. Some of the things that we discussed and put in place for consideration are some policies that can be added to our iPads for easy reference. A little bit more attention to new member commissioners as they come on the commission. Some of us, I think, were had better experiences than others, and then, so we're going to use the experience that John has put in place in his last 2 years with new commissioners. I think that has worked very well. Talked a little bit about financial reporting and maybe highlighting or calling out some specifics when we go through those as a commission. Took a look at our strategic plan, our SWOT analysis, and maybe aligning some of those things to more in our meeting as more of a strategic plan, as the minutes and structure of the meeting go through, kind of relate that more to a strategic plan. And then we talked about pros and cons of rotating committee members to different subcommittees, such as our labor and planning. So there'll be more to follow on that, but I think some things that staff put in place will make our, if we did another survey, I think our results would improve. Then we talked about the power plant staff update. This has been an ongoing issue for several months. It was made public last week, and concerning our manager of the power plant and the termination that was being dealt with there, the arbitrator ruled in our favor, and that employee's last date of employment was June 11th, 2018. There is one open dispute with that same individual, and we'll be giving more information as that comes up. I'd like to compliment staff, especially John and Janelle, for the sensitive issue that we've been dealing with for the last several months and the professionalism that was handled in this situation. General Manager's mid-year update was reviewed. All items were discussed, and there's no action to be taken. All items are on track. We discussed the Director of Operations position. That conversation led into a little bit of the succession plan. This was the position that's been open for the last 2 years. John was the previous holder of that, then moved into the general manager position. The Labor Committee at this time recommended that we leave this position open. And that pretty much summarizes the Labor Committee. I submit the minutes for approval.
Thank you. Do I accept that as a motion for approval of the minutes?
It is a motion.
Second?
Second.
Okay, motion is made and second. Questions that anyone has? Appreciate you going over the goals and that they're for the manager, that they're in place. If anyone has any questions specific to that, that was we could discuss, but again, if they reviewed them and they felt that it was on course, I want to make sure though that the commission is comfortable with that.
I'm sure just to expand on that, in the event that the commission as a whole had not had a chance to look at the Labor Committee meeting minutes, the outline of the commission or the project's tasks that the commission had established last December were attached, and as Commissioner Weber alluded to, pretty much on track with getting them done. So if you haven't had a chance, maybe take a look at the Labor Committee minutes, and I think it's item number 3, and you'll see the outline or the listing of the goals that were established by the commission last December and the progress that has been made on those tasks. So
thank you. And I did see where it talked about highlighting. That's a good thing to do. It helps when a person's eyes relate to that as reports are being given. Okay, all in favor of accepting the minutes? I just drew a blank. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Sorry. I can't read and ask that at the same time. Okay, then we'll go on to our engineer, Mr. Smith, to give us an update on where for the bids.
Thanks, Madam Chair. This project related to the substation steel for the Priam substation. It's essentially the steel structures that support the wires out there at the substation. The engineering estimate for this project was $306,800. We received bids on June 15th of 2018. There were four bids that came in. The low bidder was Galvanizers Inc. out of West Fargo, North Dakota. Their bid was in the amount or just over $250,000. DGR has worked with Galvanizers Inc. in the past, and they provide a good product, and they have no concerns awarding them with this contract. One thing to note is that Galvanizers did submit a price adjustment disclosure with their bid. It's my understanding that nationally there's different tariffs and things on metals, and so DGR followed up with Galvanizers Inc. to make sure they fully understood what that actually meant. Apparently, the U.S. Department of Commerce, Section 232, has a Trade Expansion Act, and Galvanizers Inc. is using the steel index to present their pricing to us. In the worst case, the bid would be $256,363.37. That will still come in as the low bid of the four bids that we received. And so I would concur with DGR's recommendation to award this bid to Galvanizers Inc. at the price we have listed here, and would be willing to answer any questions you guys may have.
That's good to hear about paying attention to tariffs, since that's on the news every day. I would make the resolution to accept this bid from Galvanizers Inc. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, now we have to have a runoff.
Okay.
If you would go with roll call, Beth, please.
Commissioner Rama?
Aye.
Mattern?
Aye.
Mavu?
Aye.
Weber?
Aye.
DeBleek?
Aye.
McDonald?
Aye.
Okay, and that carries, and continue on getting that done. Mr. Smith, thank you for your report and the work that you're doing with that as well.
Thank you.
Next, we'll go to the different financial reports, and we'll let our Director of Finance, Ms. Remy, report on that.
Thank you. We'll start with the electric division. Looking at the electric division for the month of May, if we look at the two yellow numbers, shows our revenue about $600,000 ahead of last year. About $500,000 of that is our net increase on the city franchise fee over our EAA last year, and $100,000 of that is just increased sales for a total of the $600,000. Moving down to our expenses, which are the orange boxes, our expenses are about $125,000 below last year. And moving down to our final margins in the green, we're about $744,000 ahead of last year on margins for the electric division. Move to the water division. Again, looking in the yellow is our revenue. We're about $48,000 ahead of last year. We did initiate the slight 5% increase this year, which calculates out to that $48,000 increase over last year. Moving down to the orange boxes, we're about $124,000 over last year on expenses. A large portion of that is due to depreciation costs. The AMI was fully implemented, and depreciation started this year compared to last year. Moving down to the green, we are approximately $4,000 behind last year, so we're pretty even on the water margins compared to last year. Moving on to the heating division, again in the yellow boxes is our revenue. It's pretty stagnant. We're about $3,000 ahead of last year on the revenue. Expenses were $99,000 below. Those are in the orange boxes in the middle section. Again, the maintenance is not, we don't have as many maintenance costs on the heating as we're not putting a lot of money into the system to maintain it at this point. And then the green on the bottom, the green boxes are net margins. We're about $135,000 ahead of last year on the heating due to the decrease in costs. Overall, all divisions, in the yellow revenue, we're about $659,000 ahead of last year. in the orange boxes, we're about $100,000 lower on our expenses year-to-date this year, and overall margins were $874, $830 ahead of last year. Are there any questions on any of the financial statements?
I'd just like to make the comment that I appreciate the highlighted colors here. Thank you.
Yeah, if there's anything additional that would be of value to any of you, please let me know. It's kind of a work in progress. We can keep adjusting as we move along.
But you know that you explained the ups or downs, why that's on there. Okay, hearing none, continuing.
Moving on to the investment portfolio sheet. Year-to-date yield, we're at 0.75, and our bar cap per our policy was 0.91. As we discussed last month, a lot of these investments were made right at the first of the year, and with our brokers that already own the certificates, we have to fund them back the interest that they had already earned, because we would be the ones collecting it when it gets paid out. So that's the reason that we're still a little bit lower. Again, we're catching up. Last month, I believe we're at like 0.41. Now we've moved up to 0.75. So we're gaining on our market yield indicator, and I would foresee that we're going to make that mark and exceed. Any questions on the investments?
There's still work being done on those as far as the investments, like through Heritage and that. Is that correct?
Yes. I have contacted Heritage. I have not had a conversation with them yet, but there is some additional accounts that they have that Justin had found that have higher earning yields. And so I have put in a call to them, and I'm waiting for a call back from someone who can explain some of the details. We want to make sure that we still have the prior or the correct insurance coverage, whether it be FDIC insurance or collateralization. So that's the piece that we're working on now.
Good. Thank you. Okay. Thank you for the report. And we'll go on to the wind turbine report. Mr. Smith.
Thanks, Madam Chair. Just a little update on the wind turbines. This week, our wind techs will be performing the annual maintenance. This is the first time that they're going to do it themselves in-house here, so they should be down intermittently as they need to shut them down to perform that work. It's expected to take this week. Moving on to the wind turbine May production report. The month of May was good. At 94.6% availability from turbine number 3 and 96.9% availability from turbine number 4. Historically, May is a lower wind month, and so the total production was only 427,219 kilowatt hours. With that, are there any questions?
And it's just the turbine, it's just primarily this week that maintenance goes on for the 1 week's time, so that would account for.
That's understanding that they're able to do change oils and filters and grease, things like that. The standard annual maintenance should take just this week. They're nearing the 10-year life mark, and there's more substantial inspections like blade inspections and bolt torques and things like that that need to get done, and I believe that's planned for later this year, if not next year. And Kevin could give a better update on that.
Okay. Thank you. And as long as you keep turning, everyone's happy. And for our educational topic today, the Energy Acquisition Adjustment, the EAA, as you know, that we've kept that, but have not put in it, have not needed to use it this year. And I'll let our power supply manager, Chris Carlson, tell us a little bit more about that.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So this is just a verbal report and a reminder that an EAA is designed to adjust retail rates for uncontrollable changes in power supply costs, which includes a variable cost like fuel and repairs, and it's used as a short-term alternative rather than going through a rate increase. Now, in the year 2016, We did have an EAA. We were able to collect $1.189 million, and that was over 13 months. And by December of 2017, we had a neutral dollar position. So an EAA was not budgeted in for 2018, and updating the EAA to May, the year-to-date projections are right on target and are above the cost of power threshold that was set to collect the monthly EAA. So currently, there's no action required, and we'll just continue to monitor. So it's looking very good.
Okay. Okay. Questions from anyone regarding that? So if it stays pretty neutral, we can assume there's probably little ups and downs, but it should hopefully follow through for the year so that we don't have to add anything to the bills for this year.
And typically, that graph will go up as our costs go up over the 3 months of summer, June, July, August. But then typically they go back down again and it catches up by the end of the year. So hopefully where we're at today will go up and it will be back down at that same level by the end of the year.
Okay. Very good. Thank you, Chris, for the report. All right. Moving on, we'll let General Manager Mr. Herron give his report.
Thank you, Madam Chair. With that said, I turn over to Commissioner DeBake to give an update on the APPA National Conference that he attended.
Thank you, John. Yeah, I attended the National APPA Conference in New Orleans. It was held June 18th through the 20th. I guess the speaker, Jonathan Swan, was a Washington reporter. He covers the White House. He talked about happenings, a lot of happenings within the Trump White House, and the main focus on issues with trade and import policy. And discussion on Trump had been applying a lot of leverage and pressure to build his wall. Congress has been able to do very little. We may see a government shutdown, especially over the issues, if they don't settle the financial issues for the wall in the next budget coming up in September. Attended a number of breakout sessions, mainly focused on customer service, smart energy management, and we should be looking at business models and updating service and energy management, load factors, LED lights, or whether we're installing or customers are installing, going to have a major impact on loads. Distributed energy and energy efficiencies, a lot of focus on renewable generation from wind and solar. And there's some talk about some of the new battery technologies coming out for storage. May have a major impact on some of the renewables. Coal plants are being shut down pretty much all over the country. Not so much because of regulations and the like, and also the cost of these coal plants is continuing to escalate, and they're no longer profitable to run. And there's a big shift, as you all know, over to the to gas generation, and some of that gas is peaking generation to fill in behind what some of the wind generation and solar generation is out there to, and there's some communities that are looking at even supplying 100% of their load capacity or generation with either wind or solar, and backing up the when that's not available with gas turbines, instant start turbines. So had a conference on cybersecurity that we attended, and we basically how cybersecurity is affecting the internet and operations. There's basically a different set of rules when it comes to some of the malicious cyber activities, which are increasing, a lot of impacts and threats that come from four major categories, so activists, terrorists, they could be criminal organizations, or nation states that are attacking the internet. Need to have an effective defense against, and it should be should both look at both public and private sectors to collaborate and work against these organizations that are trying to take over and affect things on the internet. So, and as you all know, pretty much everything is either tied to the internet or controlled through it now. So. A motivational speaker there, John Thiesman. He talked about his football career with the Washington Redskins and how he fractured his leg at the very height of his career, and which ended his career. And he stayed as positive and how it redefined his and has redefined his life. So. He did talk a lot about football and the like, but it was very, very good story. And motivating then as to how he did overcome some of his career changing aspects when he did break his leg. So. You say the conference was focused on a lot of renewable energies and customer service, and talk about the, you mentioned that the coal plants are being shut down mainly because of cost of operations. What can I say? New Orleans was hot and humid, and thank goodness for air conditioning, but they'll get out and do a little bit of sightseeing around the city. It's a very friendly city, and was probably a good place to visit. So, any questions I can expound on or answer?
The cybersecurity keeps getting scarier all the time, doesn't it, when you listen to speakers?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That was good. Okay.
Right. Thank you, Madam Chair. More project updates. Coming Bram substation, we had bid opening approval today, but there's many components to that, so there will be this one plus a few more coming. The planning committee meeting will be coming up once staff has completed research on our generation option. A reminder of the open house coming up. We ask that the commissioners, if at all possible, keep it on your schedule so that you have the evening open to help at the open house. Much appreciated by staff and our customers as well. Future events coming up. City Hall, Tuesday, tomorrow night, they have an open house, 5 to 7, talk about the City Hall, looking for input from the community. Our Bill Hawkinson, Construction Engineers, is retiring June 29th, and there's a little bit of a reception from 2 to 4, so if anyone has time, there will be some cake and juice and stuff here as well. In celebration of Bill's retirement, a couple conferences coming up, and then our tour has been set. I believe Beth pushed out an email confirming that we'll start with tour at 3 o'clock on August 27th, followed by our meeting. So if there's anything in particular that the commission would like us to include in the tour, by all means, let Beth know and or myself, staff know, and we'll include it. But otherwise, it'll be pretty much what it has been in the past. Our facilities that we're going to be doing improvements to and or equipment that we're going to be replacing. So. That would conclude my report, unless there is additional questions.
Okay. And again, with the annual meeting coming up in Alexandria for the summer conference, I just want to put a plug in to all the commissioners. If any of you can give it at all, to attend any time of that. It's always time well spent, so if you can do that, that would be great. As you can see, just one other thing, on the 23rd to 25th, I will be in D.C. for the Policymakers Council, and at that time, we should make a call to the Hill. Part of that time is spent on the Hill, so if there's a burning statement or anything that you want me to carry out there, let me know. Anything else to come before the commission today? I think we've covered it all one last time. Anything to come before the commission? Hearing none, seeing none, I'll adjourn the meeting. Thank you.
Everyone, have a nice afternoon.